Blog Talk Radio.
For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. But he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?
Is as the flower of the field, the grass withereth, the flower fainteth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, in the day of death, and there is no discharge in that war.
Serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin.
Shalom.
Shalom, all that are gathering here this evening on this edition of Blog Talk Radio. Pray all is well with the righteous, and it should be. All things work together for the good to them that are the called according to his purpose. I pray everyone is having a wonderful walk as the Spirit leads and guides. Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother Ugly. Well, that glad I'm coming in pretty loud and clear tonight. Hallelujah. Just a few in the room tonight. But that's good. You know, the word's only to a few. Most High has made the hearing ear and the seeing eye. And we're very grateful for that. And I pray everyone has been nourished, enriched, and edified by the word that came forth yesterday. Another liberating word. How many of us actually really grasp the word as it's there to set free, set the captives free? When we read, we know that this is part of the will of the Father that Yeshua performed. And so many are shrugging away from this freedom. We, the saints of the Most High, are the children of the King. We do have the freedom to know, but many of us choose not to walk in this freedom. Gotten so used to ball and chains, chains and fetters, misery, negativity, that when freedom is presented to us, we consider it some strange thing, and then we start to curse it, and it starts bringing bitterness in us, and it offends us. Why? Why? We testify that he is in us, that we love him. Well, when his love comes forth to free us on any platform, on any facet, we get offended. What is the cause in you that would make you turn from his love? What is the cause in you that would make you bitter, that would make you angry, that would make you envious? We're so easy and tuned to really relinquishing ourselves unto these things. But unto the things of Yah, we see that there's no freedom in it. We've been lied to all of our lives by so many voices declaring certain freedoms. Yeah, you think lust has freedom, yeah. But when it's conceived, it brings forth sin. But while it is talking and while it is walking, it frees your flesh to fulfill its desires, right? We find ourselves in the end of that after that drunken stupor in the ditch, hung over. Why? Why? When we have the freedom to know. Praise y'all, saints. Teacher Shane here again with you this evening on this edition of Blog Talk Radio, desiring to impart unto you a liberating word. Words of freedom, because we have the freedom to know. But why and what is it in us that resists this freedom? Have we considered it? The things that easily besets us? The weights hold us down? and keeps us from reaching toward the love of Yah, which he's trying to extend? Well, how is he extending? Have you heard? Have you heard? Have you believed the report? Hallelujah. We've been in a study for a little while, started in the book of Ephesians, started on another journey in this letter. I picked this certain letter because Ephesus was pretty predominant at that time, a central city, very large city, city of commerce. If you read, there was a lot of trading going on, Alexander the coppersmith and just so many things going on there. It's good to make mention of. But when I read these epistles, I understand they were written at that time for this time. And many, how many of us really do take that admonishment of these letters as they are written? Some will put it off as it was just only for them, you know, as the Christian section will say, you know, that was for that time. Oh, really? When I understand that my Savior is the same yesterday, today, and forever. But we confess we know Jesus. We know Yeshua HaMashiach. When it comes to the things of yesterday, days of the Alpha, days of the beginning. Oh no, that was for that time. How much do we consider this word that enters into our ears, this word that's in our minds and in our hearts, when it's really doing a work that's beyond our comprehension? When we start understanding that it's more than just words. You heard Pastor say, as the Word says, in the beginning was the Word. Word was with Yah, and Word was Yah. The same was in the beginning with Yah. But we don't behold him as we should behold him. As we do have the freedom to know, and he declares that he would not have us to be ignorant. But somehow, some way, we choose to be ignorant. We love to be ignorant, thinking that somehow, some way, that I don't know, and it was never shown unto me, then therefore I'm not held accountable. Really? When we're in a time that no man is going to be without excuse, when this report will go and is going throughout all the corners of this earth, that no man can boldly say, I didn't know, when it has been made known boldly. And even so, in this time, in this hour, in the days ahead, the boldness of the exploits of those that believe their Elohim, that know their Elohim, that know the reason why they were created to be liberated. But we don't want to embrace this liberation. We don't want to embrace this freedom as ever there before the called. A freedom that will take you to a realm of being chosen. Yeah, I'm choosing my words carefully tonight, slowly tonight, always in hope and praying that somehow they will have an entrance, that we are not here believing in a belief system. There are so many belief systems out there. There's so many things out there displaying itself as truth. But all these truths seem to be external. What are you going to do, saint of Yah, when that truth no longer, the real truth, is no longer external and temporal, but it has come internal now and eternal? A truth that is there for liberating, a truth that is there for freedom, a freedom of the mind, a freedom of the spirit, a freedom of the soul. I know many not hearing me, and this is very sad. As I watch my dear friend, my mentor, my pastor, labor while resting, delivering his soul, because burdens are put upon us, and we shun the freedom that the Most High's hand is reaching out for. Why? What is this cause in you that is resisting his hand, resisting his love, resisting his temperance and his meekness? What is it? Consider. Before we start, let's talk to the Father. Ah, Heavenly Father, Majesty of Majesties, we come again to you this evening knowing that we are nothing, and knowing without you we can do nothing. We cannot walk unless you lead, Most High. We cannot talk unless you feed, Most High. You are the one, Most High, as we hear, you give us utterance. Not only utterance from our mouths, but utterance from our lives. That truly shows that you are in us. We pray that words will go forth, Most High, and add to this utterance. Because you are the only life, Most High. You are the Word made flesh. You are the Word that made us. You spoke us into being. You formed us with your hands. Why should we resist what you have created us to be? Most High Yah, to this effect we commend ourselves into your hands as a faithful creator, as a good husbandman. And we give you thanks, honor, and glory. In the wonderful name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's continue in Ephesians, children of Yah. We've come upon, as it is in our most of our Bibles, chapter 2. But as I have always implored you, not to let these chapters be a break in your thought, in your understanding as you read. By the Holy Spirit of Yah, that he will lead and direct you in reading. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let us begin. Backtrack a little bit. Ephesians 1, and we'll start at verse 20. Now listen to this. This is Yah, which he wrought in Messiah, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead. He has raised us from the dead, huh? But the first fruits must first be rose from the dead so that we can be rose from the dead. Liberty, consider. When he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. Not so that it be against us, that it be for us. And if we would listen and hearken, freedom is here. This wrought. What has he wrought in you? Or what are you allowing him to wrought in you? Or what is it in you that's hindering this wroughting? What is it in you that's not allowing the will of Yah to perfectly flow through you? He said he is the living water. Water flows. We too many times trying to swim upstream instead of going with the flow of Yah. Humility. We hear that word and then we forget that wisdom speaks and wisdom cries out and nobody wants wisdom. We've been given from Yah, especially in this ministry, many keys to put on our keychain, many things to put in our bag, everlasting things. For say if we have a bag that does not have holes. And you know, this bag was not made of ourselves. But Yah supplied us with a bag. So Yah supplies us with provisions. Do you think you're on a journey knowing that you have need of bread, that you look into your bag and there be a stone? No. I don't look at our Heavenly Father like that. But things in this world, things in our past life, certain traumas and certain instances, well, like in our, you know, our mindset to not trust in Yah in this manner. But here's a word, a letter that Paul is writing to the Ephesians, edifying them and hoping an entrance into the heart, letting them know this freedom which has been wrought, this liberty which has been wrought. Many of us have been freed from our past life. Many of us have been freed from spirits that have had a stronghold on our mind. And many of us have tasted of the freedom after we have been liberated from these spirits. And just as the children of Israel with their own natural eyes behold the miracles of Yah before their face, seeing everything, you know, in a great deliverance coming out of Egypt. Still they perished. Shall we perish as them? The things that have been wrought in this time and this hour, which have been, was not wrought at that time, but was building up unto that work. Our Yah is patient. Our Yah is merciful. Our Yah is long-suffering. Our Yah is just. The things that he did through millennia, eon, just to justify us, just to sanctify us, all this freedom that we resist, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. far above all principalities. And you say that, that this Yeshua is in you. And if he is in you, then if the Most High has set him in these places, and if you believe the report, joint heirs, listen to the liberty and the freedom. Saints of Yah, the children of Yah, have the freedom to know the truth. So many truths out here, but there is the truth. Truth that is far above all principality and power and might and dominion. And it's far above every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in the world which is to come. You hear that? Do you hear that? And Yah has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the assembly. As the King James says, to the church. To the assembly, which is his body. We are the body. He is the head. When we're going to step into this, the time where the two sticks are being made one, shall these bones live? The bones only stood up when they heard. Will you hear? Will you stand up? Will you stand in the authority? Will you stand in the freedom? He's talking to the assembly as a whole. He's still talking to the one, which is his body, the fullness of him that fills all in all. And then he goes on, and he gets so personal in this letter. Because we know letters don't have chapters. We know letters don't have verses. Epistles were not written this way in the beginning. That's why I implore you to read this in comprehension. The only comprehension that we have as the saints of Yah is the comprehension of the Spirit. Throw away our own understanding, our own logic. And too many people lean too much on this arm of flesh for understanding. In the end, they find as they lean more on the arm of flesh, it's not liberating. No freedom in it. When flesh and blood will not inherit. We hear it. But we only hear the liberating power of even that very worded phrase or that sentence that is spoken. How do we hear? When Messiah said even to us, take heed to how you hear. You even heard Pastor, you know, alluding again to these lenses that we hear through, that we see through, that we don't, that we are so passive, that we don't stand at the gate and start questioning these things. When we have been given the freedom to know these things, that he has not allowed us to be ignorant. Will we choose to be, as the word says, willingly ignorant? Why be willingly ignorant? And then you got to deal with the condemnation afterwards of being willingly ignorant. Why am I so condemned? Well, why have you been willingly ignorant to let this condemnation come in? When the word has been delivered to free you from that condemnation, when the word has been delivered to let you know that there is therefore now no condemnation to them that walk after the Spirit, not after the flesh. The children of Yah have the freedom to know. And after all this, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all, and you, now it's getting personal. He's drawing it down. Oh, he is the vine, we are the branches. We need not forget that. We need not forget our place in him. I know this far in my walk, the safety of his counsels, even more so as the days go on. It is safety. And more walk in humility. I understand the more and more I walk in freedom and I walk in power. When I say I walk in not my power, but his power. The faith which I now live in right now, it's not my faith. There is one that went before me to establish this faith. And he allowed me entrance into this faith. To eat and sleep and drink with this faith, to fellowship with this faith, to know this faith. Because he was with the Father. And he loved the fellowship with his Father. He loved how the Father loved him. And his desire for us to enter into that love. A love so much that it was no small thing that he said, I desire to be made like unto my brethren. It behooves me to be made like unto my brethren. Because he saw the Father's love. And he wants to impart this love to us. And we resist? What is it in us that resists this love? We read the record. But how much of it is real? How much of it has become a living word in you? And you has he quickened. Made alive. We forget at one time that we were dead. And some people are coming into this walk still dead, resisting life, mentally thinking that, oh yeah, I'm a Hebrew, I'm an Israelite, outwardly. But not many days hence, watching them perish. Not even making it to a 30-fold. Not even making it to a 10-fold. Barely reaching a 2% fold. Being offended. Being envious. Being jealous. When the word was right before them, the word was made manifest before them. to liberate. What the Spirit saying to the assembly? Come on now, child of Yah. You has he quickened. And so many people, you know, they read that and then it's like, oh, yeah, okay. Well, it's just words. But to some people, when they read it, you has he quickened. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. I got to stop. I've got to stop right then and there. I've got to stop. Quicken. Oh, hallelujah. I've got to sit and meditate and recollect, oh, how much Yah has quickened me. Where has he quickened? I mean, where has the freedom entered in? Where has the liberation entered in? What have I been delivered of? What have I been healed of? What has he added to the testimony of this life in this time? For his purpose, for his name, for his glory, for his honor. Not nothing for me. Understand that I'm a child. And when I understand that his seed is in me of a truth, and understand that my strength and my well-being and my walk and talk does not no more come from me, but it comes from the seed that he put in me. The quickening. I have no power to quicken myself. But he quickened me. He of a truth has quickened you. Meaning that these words, there's this little short phrase here, this sentence, should be welling up in us a river of life. I mean, my Yah. And we see, as a witness from Shabbat to Shabbat, how many have labored 6 days and done all their work and then come to the rest of Yahweh, their Elohim, and walk in the quickening. And I understand that even rest in itself is a quickening. It is a freedom only for the children of Yah. But so many people, shrug, rest. There's a wicked. There is a wicked that keeps many from resting. And they think, you know, I've got to rest under my own strength. No. Pure rest, full rest, is entering into his rest. Once we start embracing that, when he entered into his rest, when he entered into, you know, being the first fruits of that, so that we can enter into that rest, then we will start understanding the freedom that his love from the foundation of the world to this time has performed. We, the people of Yah, we have not locked ourselves into some kind of esoteric belief system. That's a lot of that crap out there. And it wants to call itself Christ. And it calls itself so many other names. And many people walk in that vein. Don't know why. We at one time walked in that vein. Don't forget. We were in certain belief systems. And we walked according to this so-called second-hand information. We were walking into this belief system of things we had not experienced. But we still walked in them, huh? When one knows that when he finds real life, one knows when he finds real truth, when one knows when he finds true purpose, when he finds the purpose in him was not of him, but it was of one greater than him. Why should he not bow his knee to that and give obeisance to that when he understands that that very thing is going to strengthen him? It's going to liberate him. It's going to give him freedom when he walks according to that flow that has been ordained from the beginning. When living waters is going forth, and we forget that living waters sometimes is in speech. Why do we gather ourselves to hear the word of Yah? Think. And when we're hearing, what is it adding to us? And when it desires to add to us, what are the things in us we need to get away and take away so that we can get more of him in us, so that we can be more quickened day by day? And you, has he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins? You has he quickened. I know tonight, here on Blog Talk Radio, we're just hearing words. We're hearing audio only. But how many of us, through audio only, can we get excited? Or do we have to have visuals? I know we're a visual and audio generation. But just as the hearing of Yah's word, we have not seen him at any time. But when we hear his voice, what does it do in you? How much of a quickening rises up in you when you hear the shepherd's voice? We heard the shepherd's voice yesterday. This should not have been for entertainment. But we love being entertained outwardly. But many of us know we don't want him to enter into us. It's like the world is getting ready to have him away in a manger. No, of a truth he is in us, and he has quickened us who were in trespasses and sins. And I call to your recollection wherein, in time past, you walked according to the course of this world. And many of us have still not have escaped this world yet. Our mind has not entered into the world to come, which it should be. Because if any man be in Messiah, if any man be in Christ, if you be in him, he says, you are a new creature. Old things, old you has passed away. Behold, when will we start holding that all things are become new? When are we going to grasp? When are we going to cleave to the all things becoming new? When are we going to understand this, that this is living truth, that this is living word? And the only way that I'm going to understand that it is living, when it is executed in me, because I know it's in me. And when I know it's in me, I know it can manifest through me. Then it will be made known who I serve. Well, when the rubber meets the road, there's only two you're going to serve. Don't forget that at any time, lest we should let these words slip. Great war going on. And you've been called to be a soldier. But when rebuke and reproof and admonishing comes forth, we want to reach into our little shirt pocket, and we want to break out a stress card. You shouldn't preach in that manner. You shouldn't talk in that manner. You know how sensitive I am? Hell with your sensitivity. A new creature should not walk and talk and manifest himself in this manner. We forget so much how much the love of Yah is commended toward us. If you already have reproof and rebuke, to receive it, it is something. But what if you have to give it in love? And when it is the Spirit compelling you, it's not you of yourself, but the Spirit is compelling you to reprove, to rebuke, to admonish your brother, to your sister, so that somehow, some way, they might have an entrance to liberation, an entrance to freedom. They might have something to open their eyes that without this reproof and rebuke, light would not be shown. There would be no door, no entrance to quickening. But no, our logic and our understanding, they will receive me, and then the mind goes into the future, and this will happen, and that will happen, and this will happen, and that will happen. Trust in Yah. He is the liberator. We are nothing. We are vessels. Are you a vessel? Are you a new creature? Who made you a new creature? Who is your master? We walked in times past according to the course of this world, and we obeyed the prince of the darkness of this air. And now you're in this, and I don't know how I can obey Yah. But consider how much in times past you obeyed the lust of your flesh, your dreams, your aspirations. You come over and this, well, I don't know what his will is. I'm just walking. I am walking this out. And you have been quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins. Wherein in time past, bringing you to remembrance, you walked according, you did, I did, according to you walked according to the course of this world. We did. Well, Messiah wants us to walk according to the course of the world that is to come. New creature seeks for the world to come. He seeks for a map to get his feet in the world to come. A new creature has his mind molded to seek for the world to come. A new creature that is created in Messiah has his mind in heavenly places. His mind is kingdom-minded. Because he knows now that he has the real and true king, dominion over his life, over his soul, over his spirit. And he must walk in the authority of that king. And the people of Yah need to understand that we need to walk in his dominion. As where here it has been so eloquently written, far above all principality, power, might, dominion. Wherein, in time past, you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. It is that same spirit that now works in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past. Where our conversation? So if a new creature you hear what I'm saying? Among whom also we all have had our conversation in times past. Past. It's behind us. Child of Yah, you got your hand on the plow? Man can, especially in this kingdom, he can't plow a straight furrow looking behind himself. One thing about having your hands on the plow is going to force your head to look forward. And if you have a heart and desire to make your path straight, you will keep your face forward. You will keep your eyes on the prize. You will be instructed of the Most High how to keep that path straight. We forget so many times who was plowing before us, before we ever was. Who was making the path straight? Who had his eyes on the Father? The greater one that is in you than he that is in the world. We forget that. There's a part of you that may still be in the world. You need to get rid of it. And understand greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Because we in times past had our conversation in this world. We were the children of disobedience. Among whom also, we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh. You hear that, Master? You hear that, Master? That master of puppets that's pulling your string called flesh. When flesh calls, you can hear you scream, Master, Master. Times passed in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh. You think that was freedom? We all walked according to this. We know this prism that we've been in. And we resist that our feet have been set in open places. Fulfilling the desires of the flesh, not only of the flesh and of the mind. And it is sad, even in Israel, too many doctrines being perpetuated out of the lust of the mind. These doctrines that have been created out of logic. Flesh has its own logic. These doctrines and these precepts that men have made, that Yah has not made, that is so damn temporal. And we have the power in us. We have the freedom to know what is of Yah and what is not of Yah. We know our Yah is eternal. And we walked in time past and know for a fact, as a testimony, what is so damn temporal. When the voice of the eternal is speaking, our damn temporal mind is in action, blocking the love of Yah, blocking the liberation of Yah, blocking the hand of Yah reaching. As he said so many times, I've reached out my hand. And you resisted. Shabbat after Shabbat after Shabbat, the word goes forth. Sit there stiff-necked, stout-hearted. The word of liberation, the word of freedom's going forth. And you resist. Because you're still walking according to the course of this world. When something is direly crying inside of you, let me go. I'm out of this prison. But you won't let go. The voice of Yah is calling. And your flesh is there to resist. Fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. And were by nature. And I've seen this so much, even in the assembly, this nature. The children of wrath, when envy is entering in, when jealousy is entering in, when offenses is entering in, the children of wrath make themselves known. This Antichrist spirit that likes to parade itself in the assembly, trying to feed on our liberation, trying to feed on our freedom, trying to seek out those that are weak. We're by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Messiah. Messiah. Messiah, whom we call upon, and made me free from the law of sin and death, liberation, freedom. Again, we have the freedom to know. I don't know why we resist of being a free people. Listen, listen, listen to truth, eternal truth, eternal truth. Messiah says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The truth had a body. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Yah, and the Word was Yah. The body. The assembly is now the body. Do we hear? Do we hear? Do we hear? We're book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 20. Reverberating all that has went forth. Messiah having made peace through the blood of his tree, of his cross, as it says. By him to do what? This work to reconcile all things unto himself. By him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. And you, getting personal again, you, will it speak to you, child of Yah? Because we know our Father loved each and every one of his children. He is not limited as we are limited. We limit ourselves so much. We are so damn selfish. When the freedom of Yah is there to free our mind to be actually circumspectly understanding the whole body. To be at a point when the body rejoices, we rejoice. To be at a point when the body mourns, we mourn as one. That's what a body does, right? As one. Too many of us are not understanding this one. This Akkad. By one man, making peace through the blood to reconcile all things to himself, things in earth, things in heaven. And you that were in some time, alienated and enemies, where? In your mind. Think about that. Enemies in your mind. When the word's coming forth and it's reaching out to you and light is shining in you. Are you for or are you against Yah at that time? Do you become an enemy and rise up and resist the hand of Yah? Alienated and enemies in your mind. How? Because you've been working wickedness. But he says, yet now has he reconciled. How? Whew. In the body of his flesh. One man. How? Through death. To do what? This liberation, this freedom. To present you holy and unblameless and unreprovable in his sight. Again, it goes on again in Titus 3, starting at verse 3. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving. What are you serving at this time in this hour? Serving diverse lust and pleasures. Oh, hallelujah. Serving diverse lust and pleasures, living in malice. Living? How do you live in malice? How do you live in envy? Living in malice and envy? Hateful. Hating one another, living in it. But it goes on and says, but after, that the kindness and love of Yah, our Savior, toward man appeared. And it says, it goes on again, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. And not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us. His mercy. By the washing of regeneration. By the washing of regeneration. And renewing. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And renewing of the Holy, and I'll say Spirit. So again, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us. Hallelujah! By the washing, he's washed us. By the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit. This is which he shed on us abundantly through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, saints of the Most High, Yah. Beautiful thing to be in this time. In this hour, to be liberated, to have your mind set free, to know where you have been, to grasp where you are now. Our Yah is good.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the live stream that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth Ministry. We try to make sure we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Straightway Truth Ministry, 641 Highway 52, Bypass West, number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E. Again, our mailing address is Straightway Truth Ministry, 641 Highway 52, Bypass West, number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to send a personal note to Pastor Charles Dowell, just add the letter C/O in front of the word Straightway, and your letter will go directly to him. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do everything we can to return your message. And if you would like to know more about our healing, deliverance, and truth ministry, keep up to date on events, or find a home fellowship closest to you, please visit our website at straightway.com. Straightway is spelled S-T-R-A-I-T-W-A-Y www.thefloweroftheandthefloweroftheblessing.com. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom. The King is coming.
Oh, hallelujah. And bless you, Sister Wenda. Thank you always for your service and to the Most High, you and Brother Steve, Brother Paul, all that are laboring and continuing in the faith. They are walking always in the newness of life. There's so many things I think we let slip past us, and we don't grasp. We just consider words, you know, we've listened to words in our past life almost to where we become numb. And this numbness has hindered sensitivity to the Most High Yah. We read in the report how sensitive he has been toward us. And the more I read it, more and more it makes me humble. The more I understand that the power that he walks in, that I must walk in, that I must represent, that I must manifest. As you heard Pastor so eloquently by the Spirit try to reach us with. This walk should not be grieving to us as many times we show how much it is grieving to us. Go. Let your old life go. It has added nothing to you. When we read the report of how much Messiah wants to add to us, as the Father has added unto us, Messiah has made an entrance for us to enter into that joy. Enter into that liberation, that liberty, and that freedom. So many voices are out here. So many voices are still speaking in your ears that you can't hear the one true living voice. Stand so much more day by day. Many are called, but few are chosen. They hear, but they don't even walk in what they have heard. They don't stay in this long enough to get rooted and grounded in the truth. I hope and I pray that our labor is not in vain. That those of us have been called to minister this word to you. We've got to deal with the same as Messiah when we come to our own and our own receive us not. We understand this fellowship. We understand this experience. We understand this hurt and this pain. And we know we, as the minister of Yah, must still rise above this pain and still minister the word of Yah. The word still has to go forth even above our feelings, our thoughts, our intellect, our mind, and what we may think. This word has still got to go forth. It is written. It is written. Nothing is going to supersede what has been spoken from the beginning of time. That's why I say, if you've been called according to his purpose, go with his flow. flow. Do not resist. If you resist, you will understand what the cost is of resisting. But if you go with Yah, then you can enter into his peace. You can enter into his long suffering. You can enter into his gentleness. And we don't consider this as power. When Messiah, when he was plucked and derailed and everything that was against him, he still didn't open his mouth a word. Even all that, he was still walking in a greater realm. In a realm of humility, we still got to grasp. What is your life? When we start understanding that it is a vapor, and then we look at Yeshua's life and then see it is eternal, what is the greater? Where the servanthood shall be. When we've been called out of darkness into his marvelous light, that he is now our master, and we understand now that we served the mighty one of this world, what is wrong with you now that you can't serve the Elohim of all creation? That created the one you used to serve. When his power is far greater than that power you thought that you were under when you served the God of this world. Think. Consider. Have we labored in vain? Praise Yah, saints of the Most High Yah. Again, we end the praise somehow, some way, that an entrance was made for you to consider. Pray that edification, exhortation, whatever. Love of Yah went forth. The word of Yah went forth. Liberation has been spoken. Will you cleave it? Will you cleave? Will you cleave? Praise Yah, saints of the Most High Yah. As Sister Wenda always ends, the King is coming. Most of all, let us appreciate the sacrifice of the one that went before us so that we can have an entrance. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.